Murder suspect arrested naked at Mardi Gras casino in Nitro. A man wanted in connection with a McDowell County homicide was arrested early Sunday inside Mardi Gras casino in Nitro, West Virginia. The arrest quickly escalated from a misdemeanor charge to a first-degree murder hold, drawing attention from law enforcement across two counties. Thomas Jeffrey Lawson Jr., 33, of Yeager, is currently incarcerated at the South Central Regional Jail. Jail records show he is being held on a first-degree murder charge out of McDowell County in addition to a misdemeanor indecent exposure charge stemming from the casino incident. Arrest inside the casino. According to a criminal complaint filed in Kanawha County Magistrate Court, Lawson allegedly approached a Nitro police officer around 1 a.m. Sunday while completely naked inside the Mardi Gras Casino and Resort. Police state he made an obscene gesture toward the officer, shouted at him, and attempted to run. Officers tackled him and took him into custody. The complaint notes that he was escorted to a nearby restroom to be redressed before being removed from the property. Nitro Police Chief Chris Fleming confirmed that the arrest at the casino was initially for indecent exposure. At that stage, officers were handling what appeared to be an isolated public disturbance inside a gaming venue that was operating during overnight hours. Link to McDowell County investigation. The situation shifted when authorities confirmed Lawson was also a suspect in a homicide investigation in McDowell County. Sheriff James Muncie said deputies responded to a welfare check around 10:30 p.m. Saturday in the Trail Hollow area near Yeager. Upon arrival, they discovered a deceased man. The identity of the victim has not been released to allow family members time for notification. Muncie did not disclose the cause of death, stating only that the circumstances remain under active investigation by the McDowell County Sheriff's Office. Charges related to the homicide are expected to proceed as the investigation develops. Custody and ongoing proceedings. Lawson remains held at South Central Regional Jail. Court records reflect the misdemeanor indecent exposure charge filed in Kanawha County alongside the more serious first-degree murder charge from McDowell County. The unusual circumstances of the arrest have drawn attention locally, particularly given the public setting at a well-known gaming and entertainment venue. Mardi Gras Casino and Resort continued operations, and there were no reported injuries connected to the arrest inside the facility. For casino operators, incidents of this nature typically trigger internal reviews of security response and coordination with local law enforcement, especially when an arrest unfolds on the gaming floor. Law enforcement officials have not indicated whether Lawson had any prior contact with officers before the casino encounter. Authorities also have not stated how investigators connected him to the McDowell County case prior to his detention. Sheriff Muncie emphasized that the homicide investigation remains active. As of now, officials have released limited details beyond confirming the death and Lawson's status as a suspect. The case now spans two jurisdictions, with proceedings expected to move forward in both Kanawha and McDowell counties in the coming days.